This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass.
Thanks, Macca. I did mention earlier on that every now and then somebody contacts us and says that they'd like to come on the show. Now, we actually really enjoy that. Can't guarantee that you will get on the show, but every now and then somebody does actually grab our fancy and raises an issue or two that we actually are interested in talking about. And just one of those people is a young person, I believe. I haven't met them. We've got them on the phone, called Felicity Sowbutt, who's the director of the Young Workers Centre at the Victorian Trades Hall Council. Good morning to you, Felicity.
Morning.
Felicity, we're really delighted that you wanted to speak with us, and it sounds that the organisation that you head up sounds really interesting. So what did you want to talk about with us?
Like you said, I'm the director of the Young Workers Centre, and we've been up and running for 3 years, and we're a one-stop shop for young workers who want to learn more about their rights at work or who need assistance in resolving workplace issues. And this is a particularly big issue at the moment, and we're having lots more calls to the Young Workers Centre around the issues of wage theft at the moment, but also kind of bullying and harassment and safety at work as well. But we have seen in the media this week lots of stories, like, once again, about wage theft, and that's a really big issue for young Victorians at the moment.
Wow, there's a whole lot in that. So the number one issue that you're getting is wage theft. To people just call you randomly out of the blue and say, I think I'm not being paid enough? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so the Young Workers Centre has a hotline, people call us up, people send us Facebook messages, whatever way they can to get in touch with us, because we are finding that so many young Victorians are getting ripped off at work. And in the financial year 2016 to 2017, 73% of the calls that came into the Young Workers Centre were in relation to wage theft. And we've worked with those and alongside those workers to recuperate almost $1 million in stolen wages for under 30s in Victoria.
Wow, congratulations. That's a fantastic effort.
And Felicity, it's Macca here. I'm just, you know, wondering. I mean, earlier, before we came to air, I was actually talking with the previous program. What people need to understand, and I'm glad that young people are reaching out and that, you know, you guys are providing a resource, but what people need to understand about this, award wages are the law. That's the law. So when an employer is not paying those award wages, they're breaking the law. Yet, effectively, it is not a criminal offence, is it?
Yeah, so when workers are deliberately underpaid by their bosses, so like you said, not being paid the award, not being paid the minimum wage, you're 100% correct. It's unlawful and it's illegal, and bosses have an obligation to pay their workers the award, so minimum wage. But like you said, it's not happening, and it's a real problem in our society. Wage theft is systemic and it's getting worse. It's rife in major industries like hospitality, retail and for apprentices as well. But at the moment, there's a lack of sufficient penalties for wage theft and there's a lack of enforcement when wage theft does occur. And so at the moment, bosses are only copping a slap on the wrist when they do this, and it's time that there were tougher laws and tougher enforcement to make sure that bosses can't get away with ripping off their workers. Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, people can have a discussion and legitimately have a view about whether or not that rate is appropriate, whether it's too much, whether, you know, I'm not necessarily going to agree with that view. But at the end of the day, that's a different discussion as opposed to making a decision. And I suppose I do differentiate between when it is an error as opposed to when it's done on purpose. But, you know, I don't have the right to say, well, actually, the speed limit's 60 kilometres an hour. I don't really like that, or I don't know it's 60 kilometres an hour. Therefore, if I break that law, I shouldn't be fined or punished. So with young people,
exactly
though,
right.
Felicity, you know, the reality is this is out of control, isn't it? We're seeing this coming up so many times, and you said, you know, almost three-quarters of calls you received in the last few, you know, in 2016-17, were about wage theft. How have we got to this point? Like, how has it become such an epidemic? How have we got to this point?
Yeah, sure. So you're exactly right. And I think the analogy I would also use, that if a worker was to take money out of a, you know, cash till at work, then that would be a crime.
Yes.
And the same should go for an employer who is effectively stealing money from a paycheck. And like I said, we've got to this point because of a lack of sufficient penalties and a lack of enforcement when wage theft does occur, which means that there isn't a deterrent at the moment, and not a strong enough deterrent anyway, to enforce bosses or employers to pay the legal rate of pay and to uphold those legal obligations that they do have as an employer. We've seen this, like you said, it's rife. It's across so many industries, especially industries that are typically heavily casualised and have lots of insecure work, which means that it's young workers and migrant workers in particular who are overwhelmingly impacted by wage theft. And like you said, we've seen this in the media time and time again. It's not just small places of employment, but it's large places like 7-Eleven, Pizza Hut.
We saw Bunnings. You know, which a huge organisation, and interestingly, and I won't name them because I'm not sure of which firm it was, a firm that actually, in a lot of cases, has acted for people with regard to wage theft, were actually found to have underpaid their own staff by $1 million. I mean,
and
is the award system too complex, Felicity? This is one of the arguments people use, particularly in hospitality, you know, that the award is too complex. Well, surely, You know, the Fair Work Commission, you know, the Trades Hall Council, you know, there are lots of, you know, the Employers Federation, the Chambers of Commerce. These organisations, you know, including yourselves, know what someone should be paid for a particular role. So
yeah,
saying it's too complex, I accept that the awards can be, but hang on, ask the question.
I would 100% agree. I think I can be pretty confident in saying that all employers know that there is a minimum rate of pay, a minimum wage in Australia, and it's not too difficult to find out what that is. They can jump onto the Fair Work Ombudsman website. There is a calculator there, which is a simple tool that helps workers and bosses alike help calculate the amount that a worker should be getting paid. There's also obviously the option to call the Young Workers Centre, and workers themselves can also, you know, call their union and find out what the exact amount of pay is that they should be getting paid.
So what sort of resolution are you getting with this, Felicity? I mean, do you advocate, you know, in situations for people, or do you tell them where they need to go, whether it's to Fair Work or whatever? I mean, what solutions do people have? Because it's actually pretty difficult, you know, particularly in a lot of small businesses, to say, well, actually, you know, you're underpaying me a few bucks an hour. You might find they won't say, well, that's no longer what, you know, you're not working for us anymore. They won't say that's the reason. So what solutions do people have?
Yeah, sure. So every situation is obviously different. But for all those situations, the first step is for those workers to collect their documentation, as the onus is on the worker to prove underpayment or mistreatment. From there, there's a few different routes. One of the routes is a legal route. Sometimes the best route is a campaigning route or a collective route. And sometimes all it takes is a letter of demand. So like I've said, we've recuperated almost $1 million in stolen wages for under 30s in Victoria. But it is hard. And the worse the wage theft is, and the more complex it is, the harder it is to achieve justice for those workers. But I guess it's important that young workers are standing up, because the more people that do stand up, the stronger the message is sent.
Yeah, good on you.
That they can't get away with ripping off their workers.
What's the hotline number, Felicity, for people to call?
So to call the Young Workers Centre for Advice and Support, call 1-800-714-754.
Thank you. And interestingly, we had a message from a listener, Felicity, that wage theft involves older people too. I've been the victim of wage theft by several companies, and that's from a listener, and I know it's not just related to young people. Look, I think, there are two discussions. One needs to be, some people think the award system is too complex, it's too generous. Okay, have that discussion, right? But there isn't a discussion about whether or not you pay people their lawful entitlements. If you don't like the law, you're entitled to seek change to it. But you don't have the right to say, well, actually, no, I'm not going to pay people their lawful entitlements. It's not on.
Yeah, definitely. That's not a decision for an employer to make. Yep. They have legal obligations, obviously, and to be dishonest or be negligent in that is unlawful.
Great.
Felicity, we do leave you, I'd love you to come back and talk with us a bit more about other issues that are emerging. Of course, we can talk about wage theft for a long time, but I'm also particularly interested in whether you are getting young people, and in particular young LGBTI people, who are talking about or concerned about examples of discrimination that might be coming to your attention. Are you getting any of that?
I'd love to chat a bit more about that on another occasion. I said, we are getting lots of calls about wage theft, but we also get lots about bullying and harassment and safety at work.
Right.
And that includes cultural safety at work. So you obviously have a right not to feel unsafe at work because of your gender, sexuality, ethnicity. And all these safety problems can be addressed. And I would hate to think that people would put up with something because they think it's too hard to fix.
Great. Felicity, we'll arrange another time to have you in the studio, and we'll do a deep dive into that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for the great work and the great service that you're providing providing to young people. Felicity Saubutz, who's the director of the Young Workers Centre at Victorian Trades Hall, and can be contacted on, Macca, you've got the number?
Yep, 1-800-714-754.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.